It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I had some blokes tapping me on the shoulders, though. Tradies out for Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last.
Yes.
Two blokes came up to me and said, what's the Gazy Greg Norman story? I haven't heard. They don't know the details.
That's right. Someone yesterday came in. Who did we talk to?
There was two blokes here, and I had another bloke stop me in the local Safeway.
I've told this story many a time.
Well, clearly not everybody's heard it, Keith.
Well, I had.
So, what was the little clip you gave the shark?
I reckon it was about 2003, 2004 at Royal Melbourne. There was one of the major tournaments that were going on, and they have the pro-am, I guess they call it. They had a little celebrity golfing event, and myself, Damien Oliver, and the late great Shane Warne. We were there, teamed up with Greg Norman.
Playing the same four ball.
Same four ball.
How many people were there to watch that?
There was...
tens of thousands.
A lot.
Yes.
So, and I, back then, as you know, my game's evolved, but back then I was just very much an entry-level performer.
You're a nice golfer now.
No, I wouldn't say that. 16 handicapper.
Sweet. Easy power. Real Ernie Els type.
I was very nervous because not just, of course, playing with the great Greg Norman, but other sporting celebrities, everyone's down there, and you get on the practice range and you see them, foof, and you just hear the sound, foof, they can play, and I can't play. Mm-hmm. So I just, as I was preparing, was on the putting green.
And just moments away from teeing off.
Moments. Little sidebar about that.
Yes.
When I was here, because I'd only just got the entry-level clubs, and I was putting, and I didn't think anything of it, and they have all the equipment suppliers were there. And this bloke comes out on the putting green and goes, Gazy, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm having a putt. What does it look like I'm doing out in the green? He said, mate, you can't use that. It was the bloke from Odyssey, and he came and he gave me this brand spanking new Odyssey club.
To use that day?
Well, I thought it was for that day, and then when I came back, they weren't there, so straight into the bag. No one's ever complained. Picked up a brand spanker Odyssey. So anyway.
How did you wield it in the opening round?
Well, it was challenging.
There were some moments. It's very
tricky. There were some moments.
They're tricky grains.
New putter. First day using it, always
at the composite at Royal Melbourne. That's going to test the finest putting stroke.
Well, anyway, I was there, and the great white shark walks in, and there is this aura, people flocking all around him. And because we're on the putting green, it's sealed off, so he comes through the ropes and he comes in and introduces him. G'day, Andrew, how you going? Oh, thanks, Greg. Look, really looking forward to that. Now I said, yeah, I'm not usual.
I'm not too good a player.
Said, I'm not great, so you know. So anyways, after I've said that, he said, well, listen, just understand this. I don't like looking for balls. And I very quickly turned to him in a very sharp moment, said, well, if you don't hit them into the bushes, we won't have to spend too much time looking for them. Okay. So now I thought it was very sharp.
It is sharp.
Quick-witted.
It's a clip.
Spur of the moment. We were bonding.
Yes, of course.
We were bonding.
That's going to break through.
We were in a jocular type thing.
Keefe, you've got now, me. Welcome. You're my brother.
As soon as I said that, you know how people sort of give you the chuckle, like, what are you doing, you flog sort of thing? And sort of the shake, and he moved. And I was like, I think I've upset that. I think I've upset him. I felt like saying, hey, Greg, can I take that back? I
thought you would have liked it. I thought you would have thought you'd like it.
Only having a bit of a fun, Greg. So he went off, and when we eventually go to the first tee, and they take the photos and that, and honestly, the next 18 holes, he was fantastic.
Yeah, right, okay.
But you tee off, and this is me, and I haven't been playing golf for all that long. There's thousands of people on the first tee, and I actually said,
Line in the fairway.
I said, listen, these people are in danger. I can't guarantee in any way, shape, or form, or say with any confidence that I'm not going to kill someone because they're right there. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not good enough. So I just wanted them to, back up, spread out. But I did get it away very nicely, bit of a hook on the left.
Well, it's the first of the composite. There's a big wide fairway the first.
Mate, but when you haven't played we haven't don't play a lot of golf. That fairway did not look wide to me.
Right, okay. Well, it's that parallax, the parallax error. The brain's it. Playing tricks with you, and it's all narrowing the further you go down there.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, well done. So there you go. There's the story. So if you've got mates who say, "Oh, what was the Gazy story with Greg Norman?" Please pass it on. So in a year's time, we don't have to tell that story again.